hit against the fields when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it live. That's Sin City, Sin City Live.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your man for all the time doing what I'm doing. I guess my man going to be a little late tonight, but it is what it is. The show must go on. Wick, what's happening, bro?
What's happening, Captain?
Just chilling, man. Chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up? What's up?
What that deuce like, Termite? You know, that's from, what's that goddamn movie? South Central. You remember South Central?
Yep.
That's where I got that from. What's cracking like a current mic? So what's the business, man?
Ooh, that's an old business. Another day of paradise, man. Another day of paradise.
I hear you. All right, man. Before we jump in this thing, man, I want to touch on a little something, man. These kids, man. I'm going to rap about these kids for a hot second. Y'all just bear with me. These little motherfuckers are crazy out here, man. I compare... Well, I won't say they ignorant, man. I don't think they don't got no guidance, man. It's more and more... They, you know what I'm saying? They don't got, like, nobody look up to. You know what I'm saying?
They don't want it.
What you mean they don't want it? I think they do want it. They just don't get it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying all of them, but there's some of them that just think they know everything, man. They disrespectful no matter what. I mean, you know, we were bad, but God, we did respect our elders. These ones don't even get their elders.
That's true.
That's a true statement. I mean, think about it. We was bad, man. I'll never think about shooting at my mama. Did you hear about that story? Dude shot at his mama. His mama had to kill him. This happened in,
I heard a little bit about it, but give me the 911 on it. What happened?
Well, the 911, she took his game from him because he kept thinking he grown coming in all types of hours. So it was an argument.
Witnesses
said he upstrapped. So she upstrapped. They shooting at each other. He hit her, she ended up killing him. Yo mama, dude.
Wait a minute. The mom and the son had a shootout against each other?
Had a shootout, bruh. Against each other.
Lord have mercy. What is this world coming to? That don't make no sense.
This world is fucked up, bruh. This is our next generation going to take over this world for us. And we thought Donald Trump was bad.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you like this, man. When it comes to my mama shot my father. Shot at my brother.
I can understand that.
I'm not pulling no strap on my mom. Number one, she don't miss. And she ain't scared to pull the trigger. Fuck that.
Right. I mean, but how would you have it? I got the nerve to pull a strap on your mama.
Yeah,
man,
that's crazy.
I'm damn near 50, and sometimes when I'm talking to my mama, I got to catch myself. I'm out of cuss, like I'm a little kid. Like, oops, I'm sorry. I have to think about it. Damn, I am kind of grown, though. But, you know.
I don't cuss at my mama to this day. I don't cuss in front of my mama to this day.
I try that.
And I'm 52 years old.
I make mistakes and cuss. So that's what I was saying. The kids nowadays don't have the respect like they do. It's what it is. I'm telling you what it is, Father Time. Remember, it used to take a village to raise a child. Nowadays, you can't have, parents don't want nobody in their business. You can't tell nobody about their kids.
Well, that's on a period.
Like that.
That's on a period,
I agree with that.
Nowadays, these parents don't want nobody to touch their kid. They don't want nobody to touch their kid. They don't want nobody to say nothing to their kid. That's why these little dudes out here acting a damn fool.
That's
number one. The parents, they scared of their own kid. They are literally terrified of what their kid gonna do. It's no way on God's green earth that I'm at home with my child and I got to sleep with my damn door locked because I'm scared of what he going to do while I'm asleep. Ain't no fucking way. I will kill that motherfucker.
That's outrageous, man. Come on. I'm scared of your own. I brought you in. Especially a mother. Especially the mothers, man. You know, I could, you know, in certain way, I could understand, you know, how they act stupid with certain fathers and stuff. But your mother,
yeah, you only get one, man. Mothers are the only beings on the face of this planet that has unconditional love. No matter what you do, your mama always gonna love you. You could be a fucking serial killer. Your mama still, to this day, your mama gonna be like, my baby didn't do it. He innocent.
My baby didn't do it. They
got your ass on.
They show you off. That's not my baby.
I know my baby. My baby ain't do that. Excuse me. We got him on video too. You can actually see his face. That's not him.
That's not him.
But mama's unconditional. They love you no matter what you do and how you turn out. They will always love you.
Like I was on the train.
How you gonna shoot at your mama?
How you gonna cuss at your mama? I was on the train the other day, man. This dude cussing his mama out, man. I had to get off the train because I was getting mad. No, I don't got nothing to do with it. I mean, that's why I can't stand you, that you always in my business. I'm like, damn, I thought it was, you know, a friend or something. And he said, mom. So I said, oh, God, oh, Lord. When I said,
how was this kid?
Before the word even be. Oh, he had to be like 15, 16, bro.
She's scared of him.
15, 16. That's crazy, man. And that's how she was looking.
That's what happened
like,
when you scared of your kid.
I don't understand that, man. I was scared of my mama. She had the worst thing. You better not talk smack in the kitchen. That's when I'll get hit with a pan or something. That's also, you can't hit your kids no more either, dog.
That's
another problem. You can't touch these kids.
See, they learning that shit at school, man. The school teaching these kids, well, no, you can call 911. Oh, my mama? Well, what the fuck am I going to do when they leave? They going to leave me here with them. Then what?
My little brother.
I'm going to get
my little brother, Ronnie. My little brother, Ronnie, calls himself trying to do that. You know what my mama told him? You better call a family too with him. Because by the time they get here, you gonna be dead. Call the police if you want to. That motherfucker hung the phone up. And my
I've never dialed 911 a day in my life. I ain't never called the police ever in my life. I've never ever dialed 911. Ever.
I got them called on me. I never called them.
Well, yeah, I
called
you on me, but I'm saying I've never ever dialed 911. I've never used that number, ever.
I can't say that.
I mean, I'm old school, man. Handle your business. You don't need the police to handle your business.
Yeah, that's,
handle your own business.
Oh, no. When they leave anyway, you still got to watch out for yourself.
Yep.
So, I mean, man, what would be your plan? I'll go ask you, what would be your plan with these kids there? How would you try to help these knuckleheads since they don't listen to nobody?
Man, I think it all starts at home, man. I truly believe that, man. I don't think these parents nowadays, you know, I'm talking about parents of like, you know, 16, 15, 14-year-olds. I don't think they're giving them enough love, man. I think these kids is missing love, man, and they getting that love that they missing at home, they get from the fucking streets. They're not being loved, man.
Well, how can you give love to the kids if you pray, though?
I'm saying before it gets to that point, you should encourage your kid. Tell your kid that you love them. Just
okay,
out the fucking
crazy
sky, hey, boy. I love your ass, boy. You know that, right? Just tell you, some kids ain't never even heard those words from their parents. They get it from their motherfucker, from Ray Ray and Lil Charles out on the motherfucking street. That's where they get their love from.
Damn.
I'm a firm believer of that, man. You got to lift your kids up, man. Let them know that it's more than
even
just the motherfucking
street. I tell mine all the time when I get a chance to talk to them, I love them. They got to at least tell them. Well, also, you got to think about that, too. Most of these guys, they be baby boomers. They had kids early. They probably wasn't getting no love either. It's kind of give love if you don't know how to give love.
No, I'm talking about motherfuckers our age, too. Motherfuckers don't support their kids. I ain't talking about motherfuckers. Let me make my point. Let me finish. Don't cut me off. Okay. Let me finish. Motherfuckers our age is doing the same shit that these young motherfucking parents is doing. You know what I'm saying? My kid is 27. She knows I love her because I tell her all the motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? I supported her in everything that she did. Whether some of the shit I didn't approve of, I kept it to myself. Some of the shit I did approve of, I let her know. You know what I'm saying? These kids nowadays, motherfuckers our age, know they got no relationship with their kids. They don't, motherfuckers don't, can't even tell what their kids look like because they think their kid is so goddamn wrong. Walk past your kid in the street, they don't even know who the kid is. And these kids are grown now. I'm talking about 27, 30, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers our age, 49, 50, 51, we got kids that's grown. And when you don't even know who if you can't recognize your own child, then
yeah,
what type of parent are you? But then you get mad when your kid out there doing some old fucked up ass bullshit. Your daughter's swinging on the motherfucking pole at the strip club, but you don't know why. Well, maybe she showed a little love when she was growing up. She wouldn't turn out like that, huh? Duh. It's fucking retarded, man. It's fucking retarded. And I'm talking about all you fucked up ass parents. You motherfuckers can't recognize the kid. You ain't got a picture.
How
many pictures you got of your kid is the pictures that you see on Facebook, but y'all ain't got none together. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of crazy. I do just got pictures with all my kids. But you also have to think about this. These knuckleheads like that, well, if you can't love something if you don't know how to love. If all they doing out there is they're thinking about themselves anyway before that, and then have a kid, they was an asshole before they had the kid. If they didn't give a fuck before the kid, you really think they would give a fuck?
I would see
kid?
That's
you can't love.
So that's bullshit.
That?
That's on the parents' fault because you know what. As when you was a kid, you ain't getting no love. You know how that shit feel. So when you do become a parent, you know what not to do. Because you know how that shit made them feel. I mean, it's just like
that no more.
But that's on them up. That's like, once again, that's on the parents. The parents got to break that motherfucking chain, that cycle. You know what I'm saying? All of us grew up.
I agree, but...
No, listen to me. All of us grew up without our fathers. All of us. Me and Caps were talking about this not too long ago. We couldn't even pick each other's father out on the street. We couldn't. I could walk past your father and not know that that's your dad. And we've been friends for over family 40 years.
True.
That's fucked up. But at the same time, when we have kids, our kids can feel like that because we know how that shit felt. It's been plenty of times I sat on my grandma's motherfucking porch waiting on my father because he said he'd come pick us up. And the motherfucker never come. So why would I do that to my kids?
I understand
that. Why would I do that to my kids? I know how it feels.
But you also had models and good mothers and aunties and uncles that help you learn that. Nowadays, these kids didn't have no extra stuff. Like, okay, I got a perfect example. We had what we call real grandmamas. Nowadays, grandmamas and granddads is our age, and they talk about they still want to go out. The kid called, well, can you watch the grandkid for me? Hell no, bitch, I'm going out too. You know, back then, you had that grandma that helped mold you, man. It was more of a family environment back then because you had the family all involved. Nowadays, it's every man for themselves. That's what I look at it like.
But once again, that's still on the mind. It's just like, if I grew up selfish, I grew up, all I thought about was myself. And I had a kid. I think I should change that. Because now it ain't just me. It's my kid, too. You know what I'm saying? So as a man, I think I'm going to go ahead, you know, slow down on some of the shit that I like to do or some of the shit that I want to do to make sure that my kid is straight. See, we got a lot of motherfucking men out here still fucking being selfish. Then they play that motherfucking well. She got a new man. Let him raise. Let that motherfucker take care of. It ain't my responsibility. No. Fuck that. That's whole shit, man. That's bitch shit right there. And there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that do that shit, man. That's straight up whole shit. How you gonna let another motherfucker raise your seat? That's your fucking kid. How you gonna let? And you cool with it? Type of man are you?
Let me be the devil in the room on this one. It's also, if you're going to get on the man, it's also women out there, too. They use that child against that man to try to push him away because they got a new man and stuff. I mean, the man still fights,
but
they try to fight every way. They just blame
true.
The man.
That's
it's society, man. You can't just blame.
No. I'm agreeing with you, dog, but let me tell you this. I'm agreeing. What you just said is a valid point. But in the same motherfucking breath, let me say this. You know, you're still a weak-ass motherfucking man if you let that woman do that to you. Because they got a thing called a court system. She can't defy a motherfucking court order. Take her ass to court. You can't use that as an excuse. You can't say, oh, well, she kept me from my son. She kept me from my daughter. You can't use that shit because you can go to court. And she can't defy, if she defy a court order, her ass going to jail. So men can't use that motherfucking excuse. That's a fucking excuse.
Well, if they get smart.
Can
what,
I use
well,
that?
What if a chick get smart? How to get smart? What if a chick try to get smart and when you do the court order there, they move out of state? And then you got to be the one to try to make it up the state. That's still the man's fault. I mean,
now, if it's a court order,
gotta, it's both.
First of all, if it's a court order, she has to get permission from the court to move the kid out of state. She can't
not
defy
she
no court order.
Court order. Not if she moved before the court order happened.
Well, see, man, you can have
30 days.
Going.
I mean, where
that's comparing apples to oranges. I'm talking about motherfuckers in the same state. I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, if you got a baby in New York and then you move to Georgia, I ain't talking about that shit. I'm talking about motherfuckers in the same fucking state. Your kid live right down the street, and you ain't seen your kid in a month. What kind of bullshit is that?
But I think...
them the motherfuckers that I'm talking
about. But you can't just blame people. You got to blame society, the news, TV, all this other
shit
to help this new generation.
No, I don't.
Like this.
No, I don't got to do that. I'm not talking about the new generation, man. I'm talking about motherfuckers our age. That's what I'm
talking
about. I'm not talking about no 16-year-old that just got a six-month-old baby. No, I'm talking about motherfuckers that got kids in high school, got kids in college. Them the motherfuckers I'm talking about.
Oh,
I mean,
I don't
come on.
Nobody like that.
You don't have
I don't
a relationship.
Like that.
It's a bunch of
nobody like that.
You don't know no motherfucker that ain't got a relationship with his kids. Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, dude.
I don't fuck with
Keep it real, man. Keep it fucking
you
real.
Way
you don't know one motherfucker
you
that ain't got a relationship with his
you
kids.
Don't have to
really?
But you don't have to. You can have a talking relationship with a blue moon. You don't have to have no close. As long as you get to know and get to talk to her, as long as you remind your family and stuff, they still have a relationship. Now, not having no contact with that motherfucker, never seeing them, and going out on the street and never being able to see it, no, and you walk right past and don't know that's your son. Nah, I agree with that one. That's fucked up. That's never trying to have a relationship with your kid.
Yeah, but why would you want to have a relationship where you just talk to your kid a couple times on the phone every couple months?
Because they
you
got kids
with
anymore.
That type of relationship?
And a grown person can think how they want to think. They got to figure out themselves their own way. I had to figure out. It took late for me to figure out that I actually cared about my father because I actually cried at his funeral, and didn't know that motherfucker but 2 weeks, and you was there at the funeral with me. So it's circumstances. You never know the true circumstances will go on. All we could do is look in that window and speculate as people. Why people?
Yeah, but at the same time, we as fathers, we can do whatever the hell we gotta do to make sure we have a relationship with our child. We can do whatever it's we gotta want to do that though.
You can want anything. What if the other partner that poisons that person, and you could try as much as you want to until they ready to know the real truth. You could just gotta go through it. You can keep trying till you blew in the face. It's still not up to you. It takes two to tangle.
Well, it is up to
you.
You
always just blame.
But if you're not, willing to sit down and talk to the kids, if you ain't willing to sit down and talk to the kids and explain to the kid, well, look, I wasn't there because whatever, blah, blah, skip me. This is why I wasn't there, but I'm here now. Let's work on us. Ain't got had shit to do with your mama. Fuck your mama. I ain't got no love for your mama. Your mama ain't got no love for me. You know this. She's told you and I've told you. But let's work on our relationship without your mama. What's wrong with that? Motherfuckers don't even do that.
They wrong on that. It sounds good, but even if they tried, it takes two to take. What if that motherfucker say, I don't want to hear. My mama ain't gonna never lie to me. Da 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 da. It's up. It still takes two to table, bro. It takes two.
Okay,
to table.
That may be true, but that don't mean you gotta. So if your kids say that to you, so you just gonna be like, all right, well, fuck it, I tried, and you just gonna quit, huh? That's what you gonna do. You just gonna fucking quit.
You care. You talk to them. You care, and you keep trying to just get in when you fit in until they ready to listen to you. You can't push it on
kid.
You just keep trying. You gotta keep trying. You can't push nothing on nobody.
What you mean?
You said
it's your kid. Why would
you
a father?
I thought we were talking about grown
kids.
I thought we were talking about grown kids.
It doesn't matter how old your kid is. It's still your kid. Your kid could be 50. You could be 70. It's still your kid.
No, you didn't get it. I didn't say you say that to them. You just keep trying to communicate and get in where you fit in until they ready to really talk to you. You can't force nothing on nobody. The more you force on something on somebody, the more you push them away. You got to go on their own time if you love them. You got to work on it. You can't just force them. Oh, I'm your dad. You going to got your bill around me. No, you got to give them time. Try to talk to them as a friend. Shit, I call and check on my goddamn grandbaby. Shit. You know, how she doing? She doing anything? You seen your grandmama? Blah, blah, blah. Just getting through, getting rid of that, but we done. You know, until they get better. But you cannot force nobody. That's like forcing love. That's like having a wife, knowing she don't love you, and you trying to force her to love you. You can't do that, man. You can't force nothing. You can work on it, yeah, but you can't force. That's just my opinion.
I mean, hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I'm not Greek. I ain't feeling that. I ain't, but that sounds like a motherfucker giving up. You know what I'm saying? I could never give up on my motherfucking seed. I don't give a fuck.
You must not understanding the words that came out my mouth. You just still hear what you wanted to hear. That's not getting, that's not that you can't force them. You still get in contact with them and talk to you, but you can't force them to want to be around you. Now, my teenager, my little girl, yeah, I know how to stick with her. I know how to get to see her, but let's go to the ball. Let's do our little breakfast thing. For grown-ass men, you got to let them live their life until they're ready to see what's going on or they ready to talk.
How are they ever going to be ready to talk if you ain't putting in no effort? How they going to be ready to talk?
Let me say this one more time before you comment. Mr. Father Time. I said you just can't force them. I said you still get in contact with them as much as they let possible, but you can't force it on them. So how's that you give it up? If you still try to give the effort and call in and talk to them when you can, but you can't force them. That's not giving up. That's you still trying, but giving them their space until they're ready.
I'm not saying forcing to do anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you need to force your kid to do anything. What I'm saying is, if a motherfucker was around their kid, then they wouldn't have those kind of issues. If a motherfucker really wanted to be around their kid, then they use that excuse, well, his mama wouldn't let me do this. Her mama wouldn't let me do that. That's on you. That's on you as a father. That's on you as a man. You chose to give her control over what you did with your children. That's your choice. You chose that. And most motherfuckers that go that route is motherfuckers that didn't give a fuck about the kids in the first goddamn place. Because if you really cared about your kids, you would do whatever you had to do to make sure that kid stayed in your life. As a mother, as a father, because it's fathers that got custody of the kids and the mama ain't around. That's on her. But then you can't get mad at the kid when the kid don't want shit to do with you when they're an adult. Now it's too fucking late. But most fathers, our first mistake is giving that woman that power over us. Well, she said, fuck what she said. What did the judge say? Oh, I ain't never go to court. Whose fault is that? Who's that on? That's on you. You didn't go to court. I went to court. You're not going to pull that bullshit on me. I had that kid pulled on me when my daughter was two. Court. Can't stop it now. I can come get it whenever I want. Thank you. Court. So, motherfucker. And then you can't be mad at your adult kids. if they don't want shit to do with you. Because you wasn't there when they were younger. You were, you had no influence in their lives. But now all of a sudden, now you want to be a mommy. You want to be a daddy. Now they grown. And all that comes back on the parent. Because that's just started when that kid was little. It all started when the kid was little. And you as a parent, as a mother or the father, you allow that shit. So that shit is on you. But back to my original point, if you show these kids love, they won't be out here in these motherfucking streets doing whatever the fuck they do.
I'm glad you went back to your point. I got a story for you. Kid had a loving family, loving home, and still went out and killed a motherfucker and shot up a goddamn school. You can't say that. You can have a. It's
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's 100% correct. All I'm saying is most of the time you show these kids fraction up the motherfucking love, let them know that a motherfucker care about them. They don't do the bullshit that they do now. They grow up differently. I got love at home.
But if you,
I don't need these motherfuckers in the street. Most of these kids in the street, they come from broken ass homes, single mother homes, mom always at work, mom getting out, whatever mom's doing. Ain't showing the kid no love. Don't go to none of his motherfucking football games. Don't go to none of his baseball games. Ain't been to a motherfucking practice. Don't even know what position your kid play. Ain't never seen him in his uniform. That's what I'm talking about, man. Support your fucking kid.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Go to the game.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Cause nowadays, you know what I'm saying, the ones that's doing the killers and all that, they're happy homes.
That's some bullshit. Like the chick that killed the boyfriend that killed her dad.
She was in a happy home. They had nice little buddy. She was sneaking her boyfriend over there. Dude got caught. Dad called him in the house. He ended up shooting the dad. She came from a happy home.
I'm not saying that it's going to work for every motherfucking kid. I'm saying 99% of the time, you show these kids some love, they wouldn't be out here doing the dirt that they do. I'm not saying that applies to every kid on the planet. Come on, man. Be real.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear from you. Definitely. Go say anything you were saying earlier. That'll apply to everybody. Certain things are different.
And I never did. I never said that it applied to everybody. It applies to a lot of these little motherfuckers on the street now because they don't get no love. They don't get no encouragement. They don't get no support. Nothing. That's why they in the motherfucking streets now because the streets is giving them everything they ain't getting at home. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, if anybody want to join the conversation, 563-999-3059, press 1, we'll bring you in. That's all I'm saying, man. If somebody show these kids a little love, man. I coach kids, man. I'm around kids every fucking day. I coach football, basketball, and baseball. I'm around kids every fucking day, man.
And half the time,
I don't see no parents supporting these kids. I don't see no parents at the game. They don't come to motherfucking practice. They drop the kid off at practice and keep going. Then the mothers come back with the hair done and nails done.
But when you was at a high age,
I started coaching my kids at 7 years old, and I take them all the way to high school. So I watch these kids grow up. I start coaching my kids at 7 years old, and I go from 7 to 13, the same kids.
You be having some parents in there, because I remember I went to a couple of games. There was a couple of parents that always came there.
I got 22 kids on my football team. I got 3 parents.
That's what we call
22 different kids.
I have three parents at the game. None of that practice. I got three parents at the game. Out of 22?
Yeah.
And all my kids are black. All my kids are from the fucking hood. North Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Three parents out of 22 kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that argument there. Yeah, that's kind of messed up. I even go. I even travel to go see my daughter. Yeah, that's messed up. Yeah, cause my daughter play on the white team, and so it'd be all they parents be there. That's why I always go to our games, make sure we support. Yeah, that's kind of messed up. Yeah, black parents need to come support their kids. Keep it, if you get them out the street. You show them that you interested in what they doing, especially sports.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to call you after the show. Because it's a few things me and you need to talk about.
I didn't do it. Nobody saw me. Can't fool with us.
I'm just saying we gonna go into a song right quick. Alright, here we go. Get y'all a little bit of this.
I should call this shit no block. It's 10 o'clock. Where the fuck y'all niggas at? Niggas ain't outside. It's only 10 PM. Where the fuck y'all niggas at, bro?
You ain't got to lie, chicken. Y'all don't hear me. I got these niggas yakking in my face about some shit that never took place. And what you see is what you get, that's what he told me. I peeped it in his pose, exposed the fucking phony. I'm getting richer so they claim to be my homie. With some bitches they be speaking down on me. Hey, it's getting drastic, gunning niggas down cause they plastic. Speak on the Jeep and get that ass kicked. It's stuck inside casket, ripping this shit like it's my motherfucking last hit. Hey, hey, wonder why niggas nothing nice. And every time I bust another fucker tight.
DJ Nemo.
Cause I know the real on the bitch. You got the stitching just to get a nigga's rich. I pray to God that the bitch don't get no dick and got a nigga screaming fuck that bitch. Screaming fuck that bitch.
Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six pack, kick back while I kick back. Yeah, break six track. Perfect way to get back. Wanna hit something with whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back. Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six pack, kick back while I kick back. Yeah, break six track. Perfect way to get back. Wanna hit something with whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back. Like I've been going off on you all this time for no reason. Girl, you out there, alcoholic mind. Check your wine cellar, look at the amount of all the wine. Like I fucking sit around and think about you all the time. I just think this shit is funny when I pounce you on a rhyme. But book it now, I'm about to draw the line. And for you to cross it, that's a mountain that I doubt you wanna climb. I can describe areas of your house, you wouldn't mind. On an episode of Chris, a blow below the rip. If I hear another word, so don't go open in your dip. Cause every time you do, it's like an overload of bits. I ain't saying this shit again, ho, you know what it is. It's a warning shot, won't blow up your whole spot. Call my bluffing, I'll release every fucking thing I got. Including the voicemail right before you flip your top. When me and Louise in front of 6-2 CDs in the same spot. Sit back, homie, relax, in fact, grab a six pack. Kick back while I kick back. Yeah, break six track. Perfect way to get back. Wanna hit something with whack? I got the same exact task that's on Nick's back. Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six pack. Kick back while I kick back. Yeah, break six track. Perfect way to get back. Wanna hit something with whack? I got the same exact task that's on Nick's back.
Expect me, nigga, like you expect Jesus to come back. Expect me, nigga, I'm coming.
Expect me, nigga, like you expect Jesus.
Your motherfucking ears, pay attention. You in the mix with my homeboy, DJ.
DJ Mimo.
Hey yo, Corrupt, you first to blast, nigga. And you know how we do it on the west side, nigga.
Ride on it.
What, bitch? You ballin'.
Y'all, welcome back. God, I love that fucking beat, boy. That beat is
mad. Hey, who was that for? That was Tupac and who? Eminem?
Yeah.
That was tight. I love that beat.
That beat was nasty.
What's the name of that song?
Tupac was born on that motherfucker.
What's the name of the song? I mean, that was in my playlist.
Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. I gotta look it up. That's a bad one. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you've been a relationship with a female, right, for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, whatever. What, just put a term on it, whatever. And yeah. She always coming at you with, you know, women gonna get married, God Skippy, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. She always hitting you with that, right? So you right. Go, I'll think about it a little bit. I'll let you know. She get tired of waiting on you. And she proposed to you. Do you say yes? I mean, you love her and everything, you know what I'm saying? You know this motherfucker you wanna be with. But she get down on one
thing
and ask you to marry her.
If you don't, you're going to lose her. I have no choice, but she pressured me into it. I have no choice. If I want her, even if you're not, you're going to have to say yes if you want to be with her. So you would say no? You'll lose her. You know that'll break her heart?
I wouldn't say no, but I'm not saying yes neither. I'm not. That's not your fucking job. Your job is not to propose.
Okay.
My job is to fucking propose. That ain't your job.
Okay,
woman.
How do you get around that? So how do you get around that there?
The same way
she's supposed.
She's I mean, fucking women.
She's been waiting on you. What? Really? You don't use that shit? Please a woman get on here. Oh, come on. That ain't going to work with them. You
it's not the woman's job to propose. That's the man's motherfucking job. I don't want no woman to propose to me because I'm gonna take that shit. I'm gonna see that shit a different way. I'm not gonna see it the way she expected me to see it. But now you're putting pressure on me. Now you're pressuring me.
That's
you
what
can't
I
wait
about
till
it.
I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? You're
pushing
me to marry you. You're forcing me.
I have my little friend right here, and this is what she just said about that. So would you take a beer if a woman came up to you, like a bartender came to you, like this woman bought you a beer? Would you take it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be rude.
So you don't think that's rude? She loves you?
Well, I mean, what's
I
your
mean,
point
what
with
you,
your beer, though?
What? I mean,
how does that tie into a proposal? But how does
a
woman buy me a beer at the bar, how does that tie into a proposal?
That's
apples and oranges.
She said, she is saying that it's like a woman. I mean, it's like a man.
Tell her to call the show.
The first move on a woman. It's supposed to make a man supposed to make the first move on a woman.
Tell her to call the motherfucking show, 563-999-3059. She's sitting right there. Tell her to call.
She's shaking her. Yeah, she's shaking her head. She just want to keep listening. I'm glad it's not echoing. She just want to keep listening.
That shit don't make
sense. But I agree with you on that. It's pressure. I agree with you on that one. Ooh, I just got a spunky look. But I agree with you, Father. That's like pressure in me. That's why I wouldn't know what to say. That's why I'd be the one to say yes. That's why. How would you get? How? What would you say then? Give me a good example. What would you say? She done got on your. She done had a romantic dinner for you. You walk in there, you know, after the dinner, you know, she give you a box. You open the box. Then she get on, you know, she get on her knees. The box empty. Then she get on her knees and open the box, another box with a ring in it. And be like, would you marry me? What could you say at that moment without breaking this woman's heart? You know what? Women take shit harder than us. Think about it. What could you say? And remember, y'all probably the 8 cake, so you better watch that knife right there.
I mean, if she dropped down to her knees and proposed, this is exactly what I took.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Then I'll be like, dang. I ain't heard from Father Time in like a few days. Come over there.
I
just cut your body up. She's sitting there with the knife. Wait, I told him to marry me.
Nigga, kick that hoe.
I'm not saying. Well, I mean, hey. Just like when men get down on me, we taking a motherfucking chance. That woman could say no. So a woman should be able to take the same motherfucking. She should be able to accept it like men gotta accept it. If a woman proposes,
I got a question.
I'm not saying yes. I'm not gonna say yes. I don't give a fuck where we at. I'm not saying yes. Because that's not her job. That's not her job. Her job ain't to propose. That's my job.
So maybe you take it too low, motherfucker. Maybe you take it too low. So how would you feel if you proposed and she said no? You'll be devastated. So take that 2 times what you feeling, what a woman would feel, man. You got to have a little consideration.
Exactly.
Right?
He got to be able to take no too.
You can't say no. That's just being evil, bro.
Call it what you want.
That's what
I'm calling her down with.
Hey, can we talk about this later? You better drive at night. Your ass gonna be walking home, and she probably run your ass over.
That's okay. won't be the first woman to try to run me over.
Ain't damn sure won't be.
But I just don't think that's not a woman's job, man. Her job is not to ask me to marry her. That's my. I mean, you making me less of a man. All
right, Father Ty, I'm going to be the devil in the room now. You sound like back in the day, you said that's not a woman's job. So she shouldn't have on pants either, huh? She shouldn't be working. She should be in the goddamn kitchen. Barefoot and cracking all the time. That's what you just sound like, bro. That's not right.
No, man. You take it to the extreme, bro.
No, listen to how you saying it, though, Father Ty. That's not her job. Remember, society listen to what the words you come out your mouth. You say it's not her job. If a feminine group get a hold of that, what you mean that's not our job? Oh, a woman could do anything. You got to think about it. Just say it'd be better for a
man. You ain't hearing me, man. You ain't hearing me, bro.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's exactly what I'm going to tell her. Don't ask me no shit like that. Number one, I'm not prepared for that.
How long y'all been together? How long y'all been together first? If she asked
I don't know. Pick a number. Pick a number.
5 years.
Okay.
Is that too long? I don't know if that's too long.
I think
like
y'all
been together 5 years.
What's your point, man?
Well, I was just trying to give the zap one still messed up, but you break that woman 5 years with that woman. And she come in. I hope it's not a restaurant because I can see your evil ass. I'm out of here. She just said, oh, man. Yeah, she going to kill you, bro. Damn. Yeah, she going to kill you.
Well, it's the same thing, man, when a man proposes and a woman says no. It's the same thing. Nobody think about how the man feels.
What?
But because he a man, he got to suck it up. He got to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's you got to say yes because a woman get on her knees and propose, you got to say yes because it's a woman. That's some bullshit right there.
I told you why I would say yes because it'd be a guilt trip for me. I feel like I got pressure. I don't have no choice. We're going to probably be engaged.
Yeah,
like,
but a woman ain't going to do that. A woman ain't going to say yes because it's a guilt trip. Mm. She ain't going to say yes. Why should a man feel pressure to say yes? A woman don't say yes.
When you figure out that one, you write that book and get rich so we can go on here and go to the Bahamas somewhere. Cause I can't
just figure it out
for you, brother.
I'm saying no. They mean why? Hey, it's your motherfucking job to ask me to marry you. I'm supposed to ask you to marry me.
Father Ty, as man. Hey, you know, we talk our shit. It sounds good, bro. It really does. You know, I'm going with you. Yeah, we're going to say fuck that. No. But you know, if you're in love with that motherfucker, you're going to crumple down like a shotgun. Yes, baby,
that's
I love
true.
You too. Yeah. Okay.
That's not
you
true.
Know
I'm
you're going to crumple
gonna
down
say,
like
I'm
that.
Not saying yes. I'm not going to say yes,
like
man.
Like a shotgun. You ain't going to say no either.
I'm not saying yes.
You ain't gonna say no. You'll figure something in between, but you ain't gonna say neither one of them motherfuckers. But you gonna figure one to keep your woman with you, especially if you love her. Don't bullshit.
Well, I mean, if she get mad because I didn't say yes,
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Not to the curb.
See you.
But see,
you're not gonna put all that motherfucking
pressure
on me.
But that's not the only pressure women put on us, though. Women put all types of pressure. What if she never had a baby?
What?
If she was a baby, even if you say you had to get married. I ain't saying my age, but if we was a little bit younger, and she, that woman that could, you know that wanted to marry you, and then after you after you said no or yes, or you gave a good excuse, maybe why not? Y'all have to be careful because you're going to end up trying to get pregnant.
Man, it's plenty of motherfuckers walking around here with babies that ain't married. So that shit don't scare me. I never married my daughter's mother. So just because you're pregnant don't mean we're going to get married.
I said I wanted to try it one day before I go. That's on my bucket list. I said I'm going to try marriage.
Hey,
how was it? You got enough practice. How was it?
I ain't going to never do it again. Do you that?
You wouldn't? What if you find that perfect motherfucker, dude? You wouldn't do it?
Well, for one thing, there's a hole in your there's a hole in your story. Ain't no such thing as a perfect motherfucker.
Well, it could be perfect for you. Just because they got flaws, it could be perfect for you.
Nah,
that's what I mean by
I'm
that.
Cool.
That goes like your Rubik's Cube. She connects your colors and stuff. Never say never. You know, love is a motherfucker, bro.
No.
That's the one thing
I'm cool on that, man. I ain't never getting married again. I'm done with that shit.
Never
I tried
never.
Twice. Didn't work.
Yeah, never
I'm
say
done.
Never, bro. When you go,
I can say
never. Since you said never.
I know how I feel.
Well, since you said never, And I know you sometimes you change your mind like dogs. So when you do get married, I'll be your best man again, bro. And I'm not even going to take a bet on that one either. But I am going to give the joker's laugh and tell you I told you so. You're going to hear that one.
All right, well, you wait on that invitation, bro. You go ahead and wait on that.
We got enough time. You're
going to be waiting a long fucking time.
It can happen. Shit, I can't have time to get in love and get married. Anything can happen. See what this crazy ass world.
Yes, that's not going to happen at all. I'm done with that marriage. I mean, I wouldn't discourage nobody else, but I'm just speaking for me. For me, it's me. And that's it. I'm not built for that shit. I'm not. The pain is a motherfucker, man. When that shit don't work, the pain is a motherfucker, man. I do not want to feel that type of pain no more for the rest of my life. I don't. That pain ain't no fucking joke. So I will never ever experience that again.
Can I ask a question and not being disrespectful? What's the pain from 1 to 10? What would you say that pain would be? Because I only had girlfriends. I don't know about... Oh, my goodness.
Man, when you're in the field, you know what?
Oh, boy, I'm sorry. I got an alert. I got a camera over there on Wright Street where they be doing crazy shit over there. Somebody got shot over there.
Well, I tell you what, this is how marriage goes, dog. In the very beginning, this is what you hear. When you first get married, this is what you hear.
We built this shit! You didn't do this shit by yourself!
And then toward the end, this is what you hear.
Well, fuck you!
Damn! Damn! No more said, bro. No more said. Well, let's
see. Hold on, man. I'm in the motherfucking bedroom. She's sitting on the bed. I'm on the other end of the bed. I'm like,
what more do you want from me?
That's it.
Only give what I can give. Wow. Oh, I knew that last week comments, I did want to comment on that one, but I forgot what it was. God damn it. We ought to do that drinking game again.
Gee, I don't know, man.
Hey, how do you get
on YouTube? I'm about to... Say what?
What'd you say, folks? How you get on the YouTube stuff? I mean, if I wanted to get on live with y'all, you know what it's, the Facebook.
Oh, you got to hit the StreamYard link, man. You got to go to this page and hit the link.
Okay. And I got the link saved. Okay. I'll try to figure that out. Oh, you didn't give a thing out. Hold on, SinCity.com, if you want to get in, call 563-999-3059. Go ahead, Father. All right.
Y'all check this out, man. I uploaded this little thing that we did a little while back. I'm going to play it for everybody. It's an old school prank that we did. I thought it was pretty funny. Y'all, tell me what y'all think. All right, y'all, this is the prank that we did a little while back. Y'all, check it out.
Yeah, this is Terrence. Is this Terrence Logan?
Yeah.
How you doing today? How you doing today? sorry. I'm calling in regards of a Eugene Darden. Do you know him?
Yeah. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Dr. Sam Jacobson.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask, do you have any type of relationship with him at all?
Wait a minute. What is this about?
Well, what it is that we found his card in your, we found your card in his wallet, and we was really trying to find someone that really knew him, because what it is that he was found in the streets of Buffalo walking around naked with his clothes in his hand. So we're trying to find out, do anyone know this guy? I mean, we're trying to find about his history or anything.
No, I'm his brother.
Oh, great, great, great. That's even great. Yeah, well, what happened is, like I said, I'm from Erie County Medical Clinic, and your brother Eugene, he was found wandering the streets of Buffalo. Like I said, he was naked. Only thing he had is a pair of pants in his hand, and we checked his wallet, and we had found your card in there, and we were trying to find out, you know, because we got him over here doing a tox screen now. We're trying to figure out before, you know, we do anything, do you have any history of drug or alcohol, abuse, anything? Because we're really trying to figure out what's going on with him.
Yeah, there's a history of drugs.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, see, now here's the problem that we're trying to eliminate this problem, because here, I mean, we had no one to turn to, so like I said, it was a breath of fresh air that you answered the phone. Because it's like they're trying. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're trying to have him committed, and we're trying to see if it was like a chemical or what type of imbalance he had going on. But you said it's drugs. Do you know what kind?
I have no idea. I mean, like I said, I was, you know, and then I'm, you know, that was in his past. I don't know about now. I didn't even know he was in Buffalo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, that was the darndest thing. We're trying to figure out why. I mean, you know, that was a very dangerous situation. The man walking around butt naked with his clothes in his hand. We're glad that it didn't even happen to him. You know.
Wait a minute. What?
Terrence, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Can I talk to him?
Well, he's doing the talk screen now. Can I ask you where you're located? Is there any way that you could come get him? Well, we can let it go in your custody or something. I mean, is there any way you can get here?
No, I can have his wife live there.
Oh, so he does have a wife. You know, he went on to say something about that, but we weren't really sure what was going on with him. I mean, you know, you got to take it from my point of view. We have a man here butt naked, and you know, I mean, he's just going on and on and on, and we don't know what's the truth. We don't know what's, you know, we don't know what's fact, what's fiction.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah. I mean, once she finished the talk screening, and like I said, they're gonna admit him in here. Until someone can, you know, come here and say, I mean, speak on his behalf or anything, bring some type of records or anything, because, like I say, as of right now, it's just like we didn't know what was going on with him.
Okay. What's your address?
Now, what we need to do, I mean, hello, Terrence?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, Terrence. What we're gonna need you to do? Okay, you got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay. What we're gonna need you to do is Wednesday, 9 p.m. Tune in to the Sand City Show, because Rod just pranked you, man.
Oh man, that's doggone. Oh, man.
What's up, Dan?
Oh,
what's up, baby?
Oh, that's funny.
I had to get you, dog.
I had to get you, man. I had
This is all his idea.
Hey, you going, dog?
Oh,
how you doing? Did I have
I'm
you going,
get
man?
Drunk tonight. Yeah, you did, man. Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out how I'm explaining this to the job. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to call you till later on tonight, man.
All right, man. Later.
All right, later. All right, dog.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back.
All right. I liked it, that one, but that wasn't the best one.
And him?
Well, I didn't say it was the best one.
The best one was Donnie. With
yeah,
the kid.
Yeah, I don't play that.
Oh, okay. That man. That was fucked up. Let me put my hair set back on.
Yeah, his grandmother didn't talk to me, man, for about a year. Because he was hot. She was definitely hot.
Come on.
All right, man, I'm gonna turn this into a prank night for everybody that's on Gainesville, I got another prank for y'all. This one was pretty good. This one was pretty good. I thought my boy was going to hold out for me, but he ended up snitching on me at the end. But y'all check this one out.
Oh, this is Delmas.
Yes, so this is Delmas Gibson, please.
Yes, it is. Speaking.
How you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing well.
Okay. My name is Lieutenant Rob Ledbetter from the Jersey Police Department.
Okay,
I got a couple of questions I need to ask you. Do you know Rodney Bell?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's the problem. Rodney was involved in a homicide. That we know of, that he suspected of a homicide.
Hold on, what?
Okay, Rodney was involved.
Hold on. He's involved in a homicide.
Yeah, listen to me well now. Rodney Bell was involved in a homicide. Well, we believe that he was involved in a homicide. Now, he's been held up.
When was this?
This was, matter of fact, if you let me talk to you, I'll get to that. Now, he was asking
me. Oh, my God, you kidding me, man? All right.
Listen.
Here's
the problem. Here's where it comes in. Now, he says that he was with you at 12:17 a.m. Saturday night. Now, we believe that Rodney Bell was in New Jersey and that he was a part of this. Now, he's being held up at Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Me, I'm on my way to Brooklyn Park, Minnesota now. But now, I want to check this story out. I don't want no bullshit. I'm coming to you real because this is what this man's saying now. Listen to me, Delmas. I don't know your situation. I don't know your history. I don't know nothing about Rodney Bell. All I know is something happened. Now, he was saying he's with you. Now, before you answer my questions, I want you to really think. I really want you to think about this because I got enough proof to put Rodney Bell at this incident. But now, he's saying he was with you. Now, once I get to Brooklyn Park, I will be coming to get you. I will be calling. You seem like you're a nice guy. You seem like you're an honest guy. You seem like you're a guy that will come in that I won't have to come look for. Am I right? Hello?
Yeah, you're in the look for me. Yeah.
I don't have to look for you, right?
No. Hold on. Let me step outside, man, and smoke a cigarette real quick while you talk.
Okay.
I just don't want to be in front of my kids, man.
Okay.
All right.
So, I mean,
where is he at right now?
Oh, he's in Brooklyn Park. He's in Brooklyn Park, but he's been picked up. He's been picked up already. We've had Brooklyn Park police come pick him up.
Jersey? What? I guess I'm confused about the whole Jersey thing, dude. We're in Minnesota, man. The fucking
okay,
Jersey?
Okay, so you're telling me that he was with you 12:17 a.m. Saturday night. Now, think about it now. I don't want you obstructing justice.
Well, hold on. No, I'm trying to do. I'm an insurance agent, man. I'm traveling all the time. I'm working, right? 12-17.
Saturday night. 12-17.
Fuck, I just saw him, dude. I just wrote a fucking policy for him.
Okay, so that was at 12, what, was it at 12-17 Saturday
no,
night?
No,
that's
no.
All I need to know. I need to know, was he with you at 12-17 Saturday night?
Fucking A, man. I got to get my fucking appointment. I just went over there late night and wrote a fucking, I had to have him sign a fucking policy.
Look, you need to tell me an answer now, because listen to what I'm telling you. Rodney puts you in the middle of it.
I'm not going to be put in the middle of nothing. First of all.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking. Were you together?
Right. Can I get my appointment book? I'm just going to my truck. I'm outside already. I'm in my truck getting my appointment book. Because I went over his house late night, and I just swung by and said, I need you to sign this paperwork. For this
all right, I mean, if you're willing to tell me that you were with Rodney Bell at 12-17 Saturday night, then okay. Delmas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like I said, I don't know Rodney Bell. I don't know you, but you seem like you're a guy. You want to do the right thing.
That's right. I do, man. Hold on.
And I can tell you right now, I can put Rodney in New Jersey Saturday night. I can put him there.
Wow.
Now, if you want to obstruct justice and say, yeah, he was there, because I'm going to need to see everything, and I'm going to need you to come in once we get down to Brooklyn Park.
What do you need me to come in for?
I mean, if you tell me that Rodney Bell was with you, yeah, I'm going to need you there. Like I said, I'm not here to bullshit. I don't have time for this. It's been a homicide, and I don't have time to play no type of games. I mean,
Who are you with, man?
New Jersey Police Department.
New Jersey Police Department.
Delmas.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to fuck around with you. I have better things to do. You think I really want to come to New Jersey, to Minnesota on this, and then I got you sitting here bullshitting me, trying to give me the runaround? No, I do not have time for that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, either you can get yourself up out of this, or you can be a part of it. It's up to you. I really don't give a damn about that.
First of all, hold on. First of all, I'm not a part of nothing.
It's a simple answer. Was you and Rodney Bell together? It's real simple. I mean, it's a yes or no. Were you with him at 12-17? That is that simple.
Wait.
I'm saying you got kids right there. You don't want nobody to know what's going on. But, I mean, I need to know these answers. I don't want to have to drag you in on some bullshit because Rodney's sitting here lying trying to save his ass. Evidently, he wasn't thinking too much about you to put you in the middle of this shit in the fucking beginning.
I'm not in the middle of nothing, first of all.
I understand that. So what you're telling me is that you was not with Rodney Bell. That's what you're telling me, right?
I wasn't with him, all right?
You wasn't with him?
No.
Okay. You know what, Delmas? You did the right thing, Delmas. Trust and believe, because you didn't want to get involved in this. Trust me.
No,
you
I'm not
involved
in nothing in the first place. I'm not
right.
involved, but...
And it takes a real, stand-up guy to not try to say he's down with his homeboy or he's
no,
trying to protect his homeboy. I understand that.
No, I know that.
You did the right thing.
But no.
You did the right thing.
What the hell happened in Jersey?
Okay, well, I'm not privileged to tell you that information right
now.
Now
you can't tell me shit now, right?
No, I mean, it's a need-to-know basis. All you need to know is that you've been pranked by Rod on the new talk show, boy. What's up, D?
What?
You've been pranked, man. Welcome to Sin City, man. Rod pranked you.
Man. This is bullshit, straight up, man.
You mad, man?
Oh, what's up? What's up,
man? I should hang up on y'all fucking ass, man. Straight up, man. Fuck.
Hey, John. Welcome back. I always, to this day, man, we did a lot of pranks. We did a lot of pranks.
Got some good ones up there, too, old man.
That one was classic. That was funny as hell.
I remember that,
that
one.
That shit was hilarious, man.
I still say y'all was bogus on that one, man. Y'all was kind of bogus, bro. When I just saw y'all, I probably poked you in the eye because you had me going. Y'all had them going,
man.
I'd have poked
you in the eye, man. At the end of the day, he gave me up, man. Snitched him.
What? I did it?
No, I said he did.
Oh, well, that's another story,
man. I'm talking
about Cass. Who was talking? I thought that was Cass talking.
That was Cass. That was him and... No, that was him and... That was when we pranked deep.
Oh, yeah. He did snitch.
Yeah,
have you
he,
heard
he
from
he rapped me out at the end. Nah.
Have you heard? Yeah, man.
No, I ain't heard.
That's your man, man.
All right, man. I'm gonna hit Gangsta Real with one more prank. Now I'm gonna set this prank up. This is my ex girlfriend that we pranking y'all. All right. He was hot as hell after this, but I thought it was worth. We were boyfriend girlfriend at the time, but I thought it was worth it. All right, y'all check this one out. I'm going to hit y'all with a couple more pranks, man. I got a little time. All right, Gangsta Bill. Enjoy.
I'm shouting out right now.
Okay.
Y'all know what this is.
When my man leave the house, I love him coming right back. That's a good.
Hello?
Yes, my speaker, Patricia Gillespie, please.
May I ask who this?
This is an operator from Virgin Mobile.
This is she.
Okay, how you doing, Patricia?
I'm fine.
Okay, like I said, this phone call is in regards to my text message that was sent.
A lot of text messages?
Yeah, it's more like a picture message. Ma'am, are you familiar with the term sexting?
No.
Okay, well, here's our problem over here at Virgin Mobile. What had happened is, I understand that you're a consenting adult, and I can understand that, you know, people do things from time to time. But the problem occurred that, you sent a picture at 3:30 p.m. and 3:31 p.m.?
Today?
Yes, today.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the problem is
sure?
that, our records indicate Patricia Gillespie, 573-673-1111.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. Okay. The pictures were sent to a 612-387-7311 number. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is that the person that the pictures were sent to, they called in. The parents of the young boy called in and said that you were sending provocative nudity pictures to him.
How?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that's what we're trying to see now. We're trying to get it figured out. Like I said, we got it's a new sexting law that prohibits you to send any type of pornography pictures, especially to a minor.
And it was from this phone?
Yes, ma'am. That's you're Patricia Gillespie, right?
Yeah, but you sure about this? You sure y'all records ain't messed up? Because I ain't said nothing.
I mean, ma'am, I don't know, maybe you might have put your phone down or someone picked your phone up, someone used your phone, but whatever the case is, because of what happened, they're going to cut your services.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
So what about...
I mean, because the problem is that it was sent, I mean, because honestly... Ma'am, it's not really laughing matter because they really, the parents of the young boy, they want to press charges on you. And that's what we're trying to get this underway because that's a federal offense now to send
Send to me whatever was sent from my phone then, because I'm not understanding how anything was sent from my phone.
Okay, ma'am. Listen to me.
Because I'm thinking, I'm really believing that this is a prank call, because this is unbelievable.
this is the new rule. Yeah, that went in effect as of, January 1st. I mean, we were trying to, you know, like I said, you're grown, consenting adult, and we have no problem with that. As
okay,
long as it's for the grown up.
What was the number to send to?
612-387-7311. Are you familiar with that number?
I'm trying to look at my phone. Let me see. Hold on. What is it again?
612-387-7311.
Say it again. You said like 612-387-7310?
No, ma'am. This was 1-1, and the young man, the parent said that the young man is 14 years old, and he said that there were two pictures sent, one at 3:30 p.m., one at 3:31 p.m.
Because only two pictures I sent out today, period, is of my face, and it was sent to the number I just gave you.
Excuse me, say that again.
The two that I sent today is of my face, of the number that I just gave you.
Okay.
The number that I just gave you.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, please. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. But I cut the record button off. I'm just here to tell you. I mean, these people, they're really serious. They're really serious about this sexting thing. They're really on it. I mean, they are really trying to push the issue, to press charges to your issue. I mean, they got these people, this mother and father, they both called me and talking about that you sent some pictures to their child. And I mean, I see the pictures, babe. I mean, to be real with you, they have somebody's
picture. Okay, what is it then?
Excuse me, hold on one second. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you out here. If you listen to me, I'm trying to help you out. I got a couple of minutes before I have to switch over to my supervisor. I'm trying to help you out here. Now, this is what we can do. Okay?
I'm listening.
Okay, now, I've seen the pictures, and like I said, they're not to the point where you know how people are, they will press the issue and do like this. But, I mean, they are pretty provocative, sexy pictures. And, you
what
know,
are they, though?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, can you just listen to me? You sound like somebody who really don't want to get in trouble about this. And I'm trying to help you out here. So this is what I'm trying to tell you what to do. Now,
mm-hmm.
I could push this back till Wednesday, okay? Now, what I need you to do is come Wednesday, 9 p.m., okay? You listening to me? You might want to jot this down. What I need you to do Wednesday, about 9 p.m., I need you to log on to the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need you to go to Blog Talk Radio, go to a show called Sin City, then listen to yourself there, prank by your boy Rod, all right? Hey, your voice set you up.
Oh, y'all are making me wake my baby up.
Hey, you okay? You okay? Because you sound like you was real.
All right. Oh, man. We got some classic ones, y'all. I got one more, y'all, then we're going to go to a little music right quick. I got one more. I don't remember this one, so I'm going to play it. Actually, I don't even remember this one. Weapons won't against me.
Hello?
Hello, I'm going to speak to her. Miss Lenny.
Who's calling?
This is Agent Robinson from the IRS.
Yes.
Is this her, Miss Lenny?
Yes.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm doing fine. I was calling to let you know our records indicate that you owe more money for your taxes because of your husband Lawrence. Is your husband no?
Yes.
Okay, are you aware that he owes back taxes?
Well, we're divorced, and I'm so tired of this. Do you have an ID number that I could take, please?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes, because it is odd for the IRS to just call you like that. I just want to make sure that this is a legitimate conversation.
Sure. Are you ready? 311?
Uh-huh.
84?
Uh-huh.
57?
Uh-huh.
B as in boy.
B as in boy?
Correct.
Okay.
My name
and,
is I'm sorry?
And your name?
My name is Agent Nathaniel Robinson from the IRS Collections Department.
Nathaniel Robinson?
Yes.
Robertson.
No, Robinson. Robinson.
Okay, Robinson. Okay.
Correct. Now, are you
Nathaniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am?
I understand what you're about to say to me, and I am so tired of this because we've been divorced 2.5 years, and I keep trying to tell them that in my divorce decree, it says that when we divorce, his debts is his debts and my debts are my debts, but for some odd reason, I'm the one that keep getting hit for his debt, and so far, I'm just being told there's nothing I can do. Am I the one that's stuck with everything? Am I the one that has the kids? Yes. Do I believe that I shouldn't have to pay his debt and my taxes should not come from my taxes? Yes. But from my understanding, there's nothing I can do.
Well, you guys were married, correct?
Yeah, we were married.
Okay, but as far as IRS go, when you're married, you take on each other's debt.
Right.
So he currently owes
$5,000.
Well, ma'am, he currently owes $5,600 in back taxes.
He owes what?
$5,600.
Where did that total come from?
He hasn't been paying taxes in a while.
He hasn't what?
He hasn't been paying his taxes in a while.
Okay, what taxes are you? What taxes are you talking about?
Basically, ma'am, what's going to happen is we're going to deduct the $5,600 out of your refund check of $5,635 that you will be receiving. You currently owe
what?
$900 in back taxes, correct?
Who owe what?
You currently owe $900 in back taxes, correct?
It's like $900 and some. So how are you going to tell me that you all are going to take all of my taxes to pay his debt?
That's the way the IRS works, ma'am. Would you like to speak to the supervisor? Just a moment, man. I'll put the supervisor on the phone for you.
Can you give me a phone number? Can you give me a phone number?
Yes, you can get that information from the supervisor, ma'am. Just a moment.
Internal Revenue Service, may I help you?
Yes. Can you first of all give me a number, a phone number to contact to call you guys back?
Okay. Wait a minute. 1 second. I have you down. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm talking to the right person. This is Ruth Gallagher.
All you need to give me is the phone number to contact you guys back.
Okay, ma'am. Can you just calm down 1 second? I mean, I'm getting all the information. He's faxing all the information over to me, and I'm trying to, you know, see what's going on. So can you just give me a second?
Well, does they have anything with you giving me your phone number? Do you know your number?
Okay, ma'am. Ms. Sinclair?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's the problem right here. You know, there's a thing called wait a minute. Let me get this paper. I want to make sure I get everything right. I want to make sure I get everything right here. Hold on 1 second.
Does this have anything to do with you giving me your phone number so I can contact you next?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to do all that. I'm about to tell you. I mean, I understand that you're upset, but the real problem, the person that you really should be upset is your friend Tasha, because she has you on a prank show called Sin City. How you doing?
I am. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, my freaking God. Oh, my. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, hey, Tasha did it. Hey, you kill her. That's, she put you on the show.
Oh,
oh.
I have to go because I am about to cuss this bitch out.
Welcome to Sin City, baby. All right. You have a good one.
Touch.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. That one was pretty good, too. I thought that was pretty good. I'm not going to play the... We got some really rough ones, y'all. Probably, I'm going to try to hit y'all with those next week so y'all can hear those, too. But... Woo! All right, on that note, I think I need to go into a little Young Soul here. Let me see what I'm with y'all. Hit y'all with a little bit of that Nah. I ain't bumped no Nas in a while. Hit y'all with a little bit of that Nas. Old school, baby.
I was 18 with Lake Cena Allen, and Lord held me down, and my surroundings started changing. I had a baby. I was making my rounds with AZ, and started noticing my flow was open when the golden child closed them in with more style than them older men. Puff tried to start a label. Prince Rakim had four Wu-Tang. Snoop and Dre had a new thing, so Puff drove his new range through Queensbridge Projects. He let me drive it before Ready to Die hit. Big and I hit. Performing at the Ark, next day you knew Big Blue. When all the ballin' starts, he had Kim and his crew. I found Fox only to get to New York with number one charts. Big was ahead of his time, him and Ray Farm. I dig in for digging, they couldn't get along. That's when Ghostface said it on the perfect tape. The 100, trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord. A hundred with the word that cuts like a sword. Spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest hand. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I'm on the field, show me how. Please let me take your hand, guide me. I walk slow and stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight back. Give me a sign. Off the simula, blazed in the gun, and all that good stuff. 6 feet walk with a strut on these New York streets like baby what? Anything can happen, it usually does. I'm from Staten to Allen, beat me on G Street, the galleon. Everything is really nothing fun. Counterfeit rapper, half a bunch. He's in there for the munchies, M-O-N-E-Y. But you can't take it with you when you die. Salafi high.
I love old school. to another DMX verse.
Cold to go. A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mother.
The saga begins, my eyes is a photography lens. Properly push pens and show quality gem. The horrors be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bin, I want lottery in. I want property friends, plus my hobby is skin. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the guard will begin, watching my odyssey spin. In a place where war be, based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Glass alone, mass in the zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown, I'm internationally known. Yo, so all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a saga dude. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just begun.
Cold Yoda, a smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mama. I'm a pimped out nigga, for real.
Once again, it's a darker nigga, hit a spark a nigga, pick apart a nigga, cause the dog is bigger, under stress, from a left, you wanna get blessed to the chest, the slugs from the swift and west, best, never come for point of hurt, on a nigga, dub six, motherfucker feet of dirt, on a nigga, my hands stay dirty, cause I play dirty the mob way, you don't know, I'm at the crossroads, look what I'm at, really show which way to go, should I play the low for what I did the other day, the yo, the way to flow, got me striking this random, I can't stand the big ass nigga, wanna be the phantom, looking over my shoulder, cause it's colder than it was, it starts shorty, because I'm a little older than cars, and the bars from the saw, with the chain to your brain, which when that big nigga, do I hold down the force, never get tossed, get the creep, nigga.
A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mama. For real, hold it on, it's who advance for y'all, for y'all. I'm a pimped out nigga, for real.
If you knew my streets, you would know all everybody talk about is who got beef, who snitching, who told police, who came home, who still gone, who resting in peace. Now they killing over music money, not drugs, rap replaced it, cause thugs with no brains got no patience. New jacks, I pistol whip them with the funky rhythm, I be kicking, musician, inflicting competition, a pain, I'm like Saddam Hussein, still alive looking at his dead. Burnt remains, I burnt the game. Learned two lanes and new lessons. Your crew soft, man, y'all need some new weapons. The P's breed warriors and Scullies and Timmies. Around Mix, Spits, niggas and guineas. For my ghetto kings and deep thought, we don't blink, but don't think we're wasting our time. It's a New York state of mind.
A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mama. For real. Cold and yours is who advanced for y'all.
Should women pay in the house? Now, if you're a guy, you've been with your girl for, I don't know, pick a number, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Is she required to pay half the rent, half the light bill? Should she pay half, or should you pay it all? because you're the man. And remember, men are supposed to provide no matter what. The man has to provide for the family. Now, the woman can do whatever she want to do around the house, you know, cook, clean, whatever. But a guy is supposed to provide. Okay, now I'm old school. I don't mind paying all the bills if the woman taking care of the house. Cause, I mean, you know, like I said a couple shows ago, I was in both situations. I was with a woman. I was married to a woman that worked. She made more than me. And then I was also married to a woman that didn't work. Now, each side has its pluses. Each side has its minuses. Now, when I was married to the woman that worked, you know, time was out there. She was working, I was working. You know what I'm saying? She tired, I'm tired. And then flip it, and the woman that didn't work, she was like always nagging, always saying, well, you know, we don't do this, we don't do that. Well, hell, I work every day. You know what I'm saying? 10, 12 hours a day, I work every day. She doesn't. So, of course, she has a lot of time on her hands. The one, my first wife, she worked. We didn't have time. Time was, you know what I'm saying, time was not a luxury that we had, even though in the beginning we did try and make time for each other. But as the marriage went on, we kind of, you know what I'm saying, we grew apart. If that makes sense to anybody. So, you know, kind of was pretty rough on us. It kind of destroyed the marriage, you know, plus, you know, her cheating. You know, she had a husband, a boyfriend, and a side dude. And she was fucking all through at the same time. Now, my book, you know, they had a name for that. It began with an H. It ends with an E. And there's a vowel in the middle. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say the word, but it is what it is. Yeah, she had me as a husband. And then the boyfriend was married to somebody else. So he was cheating on his wife with her, who was cheating on her husband. And then she had the side dude, the young dude. You know what I'm saying? Now, all of us in our 40s, that she had the young dude in his 20s. I mean, come on. How much sex do you need, women, ladies? How much is enough? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you actually satisfying three different men at the same time. How are you not tired? How can you fuck this dude, come home, get in the shower, and then fuck me, and you still ain't tired? And then you got the young dude. Kind of retarded, but it is what it is. All right, but like I said, 563-999-3059. Call in, let your voice be heard. Press 1, I'll bring you in. And I want to apologize for my man. He ain't here tonight. So, you know, he's taking care of some business. He out of town and so forth. So, you know, it is what it is. And what else we got? Got my birthday coming up, y'all. That's right. My birthday is on Monday. We celebrate, drink a whole lot of Tanqueray. It's the only time of the year that I drink Tanqueray is on my birthday. So I'm kind of excited for that, y'all. Y'all feel me? All right, let me see what else I got on tap for y'all tonight. Where I want to go. Where do I want to go? I got so many songs on this motherfucker, I don't know where to go yet. Let me see what this will sound like. Hold on, y'all. Thank you.
Snatcher Reeves or whatever, some guy named Tony came back
He said, well, that may be true, but let's make a rule that you can't use any records of artists you still owe a check to, and let's see who wins. So I guess Diddy's a shitty businessman. I guess he don't pay his people. I guess that's what my man Tony trying to say. But anyway, in my opinion, I don't like neither one of them. To be honest, Diddy cannot rap. He can't rap at all. I mean, the song he did with Kills was a hype, but I think Jermaine Dupri would take this one. And I don't think Diddy really want to fuck with Dre. I mean, Dre is a hit maker. Y'all know what I'm saying? Now, if anybody think that Diddy could stay on the same stage with Dr. Dre, you're crazy. I mean, all he got to do is use Snoop's first album. Nothing Diddy put out can touch Snoop's first album. And Dre produced that whole CD. So I don't know where Diddy think he can beat Dr. Dre. And then, I mean, we talking just rapping. All the songs that you wrote, the first NBA album. Dre wrote most of that.
I came back late. What are y'all talking about? Who disrespected
I'm Tux. Well, the show by me, man. I'm just touching on a...
My bad.
If you stop talking, I can tell you what I'm talking about. But like I was saying, y'all...
I'm listening.
As far as Diddy versus Dr. Dre in the verses, maybe, if they go producer versus producer. But as far as the mic go, he can't fuck with Dre. As far as the writing go, can't fuck with Dre. I mean, the Chronic album, classic. Snoop's first album, classic. NWA's first album, classic. I mean, what has Diddy really got? He got the Biggie CD, and he got the CD that he released after Biggie's death. He got a couple of hits with Mary J. You know what I'm saying? But on the microphone level, his rapping abilities, his Dre's rapping abilities, no, he can't fuck with Dre. He can't tell. I mean, Eminem's first CD.
Andre
produced that. But what did he got? I mean, what's the best song that Diddy was a part of? I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to Diddy music, but I don't know. I mean, you take Mary J's best CD and put it up against 50 Cent best CD. Who CD wins? Dre produced 50 Cent. Diddy produced Mary. Who CD gonna win? Mary versus 50. Or Eminem. Or NWA. Or Snoop. You take any CD that Diddy produced versus any CD that Dre produced, who's CD gonna win? I don't care who the artist is. We talking just straight producers. Who's CD gonna win? And then when you bring in Jermaine Dupri, Bow Wow, Usher. I mean, come on, who did he got that can fuck with Bow Wow? Who did he got can fuck with?
Sorry about that, y'all. Somebody texted me. Alright, stand and say Diddy would crush JD. No way.
I don't care what bad boy. Like I said, you name me one Diddy produced album that can fuck with one of Bow Wow's albums that JD produced. I ain't bring up the Brat. What about the Brat? Who on Bad Boy can fuck with the Brat? other than Mary, when she ain't hurt and crying and begging, who else you got? You got the brat versus Mary. Anything that big that Diddy produced for Mary versus anything that JD produced for the brat, who wins? I'll wait. Because when you listen to motherfucking Mary shit, your ass is depressed. All you think about is killing yourself when you listen to her music. That's all you think about. Killing yourself. Because that shit is terrible. Stanley, you should have called instead of sending me 30 damn messages talking about Jeezy and Boys in the Hood, Young Jock, Bad Boy South. Who are these people? When did Diddy produce A Ball to MJG? Maybe a song, but he ain't do no whole CD. I'm talking about a whole CD. I'm talking about any artist that's on Bad Boy versus any artist that's on JD shit. Who? Dude, you sending me all of these people. Danny, stop it. You're sending me all of these people. He ain't produced all of these CDs. I'm talking about the whole CD. He ain't produced all of them. He ain't producing all these CDs. Jermaine Dupri produced all of those CDs on his label. Diddy ain't producing all these people you sending me. I'm talking about a whole CD, bruh. I did my research. Diddy can't win. He can't win, bruh. He definitely can't out rap him. He definitely can't. That Welcome to Atlanta, the remix, he can't fuck with. Diddy can't fuck with that Welcome to Atlanta remix. No, he can't. The one with Snoop on there and the one with the boy from Nelly's group, he ain't fuck with that. Nothing Diddy put out can fuck with that. Yeah, you're laughing because you know I'm right. All right, much love to Gainesville Radio. We're about to lose stream. Peace, love, and hair grease to all y'all. All right, y'all. We out this peace. Recognize next week. Peace, love, and hair grease. Everybody stay safe. Get vaccinated. We out.